Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I actually don't know if we've really touched on that whole, because you've had it on 35s for a while now. So how's it handling?
So look, 35s, the voice beyond, wanted to talk about this subject in previous episodes, but I wanted more time with it.
Yep.
To really dissect it. And there is one thing that sucks about it, but everything else is pretty epic. It honestly, it still feels like you're driving a car around. It doesn't feel like a burden. It handles it fine. Of course there's a little bit of lag, but not much.
Yep.
And the worst part that I'll just touch on is going downhill. First gear low, it is just faster than second gear low on the V8 downhill.
Oh, okay.
If you don't touch the brakes. Yep. Now, if you use downhill assist, which is absolutely useless, right? Remember, I was talking about that in a previous episode. Downhill assist sucks. Well, turns out in 35s, it reacts much quicker because it needs to react to something that's rolling at a certain momentum or speed, right? With the 35s, it does it instantly. So it kicks in. So you don't have that like, oh, is it going to do anything? It goes in straight away. And it sits in between first gear low and second gear low on a 70 series V8.
Okay.
So it's manageable.
Yep.
Not the best, but it's manageable.
So maybe a little bit off when you're towing. You might be getting a bit more of that. Not that you're towing off-road.
That's the other thing, right? But when you're towing, you put it into haul mode. But obviously, if you're in low range, you can't choose haul mode, right?
Okay.
So, if you're towing in the Victorian high country, not sure how that would go.
Yep.
However, downhill assist activates the brakes. That'll send a signal to the trailer, so everything will be braking.
Yep.
And I quizzed my engineer. I got a contact at Toyota engineer guy who I sometimes fire texts between.
Yep.
It's nothing official or anything. It's just a guy I know.
Yep.
And he was explaining to me that downhill assist, because I was like, does it work with the gears or anything? Doesn't. Downhill assist is strictly brakes. But what he said was, like, engineers just explain stuff the best, like the most clearest way, right?
Yeah.
He's basically saying, well, it's like if you had four pedals, but you don't have four feet, and you can control each one at the right time, and and you've got an eye on each wheel, so you know when to do it.
Yeah.
That's what the system's doing for you.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's cool.
To get brake fade would be a lot more before you get brake fade. But then in saying that, Victorian high country, it is so damn steep that even in the troopy, I had to use the brakes quite often.
Yeah, right.
You know, you let it go for a bit and then you're on the brakes. And you let it go for a bit and you're on the brakes. And that's just the nature of the steepness. But the in-between steepness is where the V8's just going to have it.
Cruise over it, yep.
But you can always change the diff ratio, but I don't want to do that. It's fine.
Yep.
Towing a caravan up north, I will change the tyres back to 33s, and that's just for practicality.
Yep.
I still have yet to tow it with 35s up that hill, but I've towed with 35s. And interestingly enough, in high range, in the haul mode, and that's something I've got to ask engineer guy as well, there's something weird going on the haul mode. I reckon when you are coasting down a hill, it actually uses the gears to slow you down. It's weird, eh? It's like it senses you're going...
Right.
I've never... Yeah.
It's so like I reckon, working in reverse to what haul mode actually is kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's yeah, it's favouring... It's a favourable thing to use because it gears back to help you slow down. It's like in a manual where you gear down.
Yeah.
You know, using engine compression. It does that in haul mode, which is cool. Yeah.
So you can hit... Because I know you worry with your experience with the Hilux was putting 35s on it, not being able to get to 60.
Oh, the 33s.
Oh, was that only with 33s?
Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing, right?
So it's catching six, no worries. Yeah. On the 35s.
It's catching six from about 95, 97. It'll get to six gear.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. When we were out there testing, Travel's testing in his V8 and was just going to different things. If you are on and off the throttle like we were, getting six gear is difficult. And I thought, oh, we can't get six gear. But then we went into the servo and we took off for the second run and one, two, three, four, five, six gear straight away. But it's because I just drove up to it. So then we figured that, okay, so you can accelerate hard, but as soon as you take your foot off and then go back on, it'll go down, it'll upshift,
yep.
And it'll be in six gear. And then even going uphill with giving it a bit, it still stays in six gear.
Right.
It just holds the gears a bit longer than other automatics that I'm used to.
Yep.
It feels rougher because it holds it longer. So you get that, you know, you can feel those little vibrations stuff. Like it's like, it feels like it doesn't like it, but I think they just do that in other cars so they feel more comfortable. The 70, they just make it so it drives.
Yep.
So that's my take on the car. Like it does really well on 35s. That's not to say you should be driving on 35s, but it does really well on 35s. Yep.
Now, what's the plan with you? Because there's still no bar and you've still got the standard Toyota snorkel there as well. There are two things that I noticed straight up. Have you got any more updates on those plans?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.